Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so Harrison Butker, one of my, I mean, this guy can boom it long distance. Great, outstanding field goal kicker, right? What is his problems with extra points? He just missed one. Kansas City has retaken the lead against Buffalo, the second connection with Patrick Mahomes to tight end Travis Kelce. The extra point was missed, so the Chiefs lead the Bills now 13-10. But this is becoming too common for Butker with these extra points.
Yeah, it is. It's odd, too, because, you know, we've really never seen really any type of regression from Butker whatsoever. And, you know, again, I'm not saying that this is something that, you know, is going to continue, but it's kind of becoming a little bit of a trend here. I know that there's some bad weather up there, but still, I mean, that was just a push. And, you know, here's the interesting thing for anybody that's watching the game. Whenever that happens, I like to watch the interaction between the kicker and the holder, right? And I looked at, like, both of them. The camera, you know, panned in close to, you know, to both of them. And neither one really had an answer. Like, you could just see it on their face. They're like, I don't know what's going on. What just happened? It was a perfect hold. Yeah, Butker's got a little bit of an issue here.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He's missed more extra points than he has field goals. He's 8-for-9 in field goals this year, and now with that missed extra point, he's 13-17. And by the way, in case you needed to know this, or that is worse in the NFL as far as extra point percentage.
It's crazy. It's odd, and you know, especially when you're looking at something like an extra point. You know, I don't know, you know, the mechanics and everything of what goes into it, but I mean,
it's mental. It's 100% mental.
It's got to be. Like, you're exactly right. And, you know, once something like that creeps in your head, it's like playing golf, you know, and you just kind of, you know, the more that you try to fix it, you know, say if you're slicing the ball left, you know, the more that you try to fix it or aim your, you know, position your body left or swing further left, like, you just end up going, I don't know, it's just a mess. But you're right, man. It's got to be mental. Sure.
I remember getting into this conversation after one of the games with Ryan Succop, who did not have problems with extra points, and he's now with Tampa Bay. But I was talking with him about it, and I was asking him, you know, the big difference is, you know, why are there so many misses? It was the first year they put that in place as far as moving it back, and so now you're talking about a 35-yard field goal. And it's not the distance. It's just the mental part of it, knowing that it's a little bit further back, and you're overthinking it.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, the overthinking part, that makes a lot of sense. And I mean, you know, beyond just kicking, any part of the game, any part of life, really, you know, once it gets into your head and you do start overthinking, the process is usually when things go south. So, yeah, that makes complete sense to me.
What about the nice 1-2 punch? You know, previewing the Titans-Houston game, felt like whoever had the better of the games between Derrick Henry and David Johnson, that was going to mean the winner of who won this contest. Well, Derrick Henry certainly showed up with his 212 yards. Ryan Tannehill, solid performance, 364 yards, 4 touchdowns. But, you know, Tennessee, very fortunate. Mike Vrabel, excellent game management to put them in the position to send this game into overtime yesterday. And then the Titans took care of business in overtime.
Yeah, see, that's the crazy thing is, like, you know, there are so many, like, records and stats that we can go through, you know, of Derrick Henry and 90, you know, plus yard TD runs. The Titans are the first team ever to have a 350-yard passer and a 200, you know, yard runner in a game. And the Titans needed every single second and almost lost that game, right? Like, that's how wild of a game it was. I got to give credit to the Texans. The second half, Deshaun Watson, obviously most notably. He played well, very well. And, yeah, I mean, it was a big win for them. And, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, take the Buffalo game out. You know, it seems like the Titans are, you know, leaving points on the field, you know, with field goal issues, right? And they had 6 with a blocked field goal, and a missed field goal. And you wonder, you're like, when is this going to catch up with them? Because the NFL, you can't just leave 6-9 points on the field and expect to win. But this team keeps finding ways to win at the end of the game. It's just incredible. Like, they just they don't give up, ever. It's just phenomenal to watch this team.
The other part was just and look, we see this all the time, is like, what are you doing as far as, and I understand, you know, and once again, a missed extra point there for the Houston Texans when they went up 23-21. They missed the extra point there. But then when they score the touchdown with just under 2 minutes to go, you're up by seven. Why are you going for two? Kick just to kick the extra point. You're up by eight. I just don't understand sometimes these questionable decisions. And we saw it, you know, in the Buffalo game. Like, why are you going for two so early? And because at that point, you know, you knew you're going to have to go for two eventually. But why kill your momentum if it fails, which it did, and Buffalo was kind of out of it for the rest of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, going back to that exact, you know, the Texans decided to go for two instead of one. Like, I understood, obviously, why he was doing it. If you can get, you know, by nine, you essentially win the game. However, it was a dumb move. Like, just go up by eight. Like, you know, not only to drive for a minute and, you know, 50 seconds and score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion.
Like, absolutely.
Like, yeah, like, if that's not good enough for you, like, why are you even in this game? And, you know, I had people yelling at me saying, no, it was the right decision. I was like, yeah, clearly, it was the right decision. It was the wrong decision. Like, it was just ignorant. I can understand if, you know, if you're up by, you know, six and you want to get to seven, or, I mean, five and you want to get to seven, whatever. But 8-9, like, I didn't like it at all. Obviously, it clearly proved to be the wrong decision. And credit to the Titans, and credit for Mike Vrabel, you know, taking, on that Texans drive, you know, having a 12th person, you know, on the field to take a penalty to save 40 seconds.
Right.
Brilliant by that guy. He's done this a couple times now. He is as intelligent with the rules and how to go, you know, how to kind of bend them your way as any coach I've ever seen.
Well, anytime you can make decisions like that that will be discussed in the off season to make changes to that rule, in other words, allowed the Houston Texans to decide exactly about runoffs or all that, or the holding of the 40 seconds, because anytime you can force rule changes to not benefit the team that's trailing, you can expect those discussions to be had during the off season.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there. I mean, at some point, you know, the league, you know, is going to say, okay, all right, we've got to do something about it. But again, you know what? Credit to them. And there's probably other instances that we haven't even picked up on of what he's done, you know, and just continue to keep finding him. Like, it's incredible. Like, it is what it is. The guy found a loophole in the rule system, and he's using it to his benefit, man. Like, you know, this is professional sports, and if I have a coach that's smart enough to figure those out, yeah, I want to play for that guy.
Is there a better defense than the Pittsburgh Steelers right now?
No. Think about this. Every single game this season, they've had at least 3+ sacks and an interception every game. They've had at least 3 sacks for a consecutive of 6 games going back to last year. Like, this defense is incredible. Like, they not only prevent you from scoring, like, they essentially just choke you out. Like, it's incredible the way this defense plays. It's going to hurt losing Devin Bush for sure. You know, not only is he a tremendous player, he's the green dot on their defense. But still, I mean, this defense plays. And Minkah Fitzpatrick, like, what a trade. You called it last year, as soon as that trade happened, of how smart that it was. He's played in 19 games with the Steelers. He has 3 touchdowns. It's incredible, man. Like,
he is one of the smartest college football players I've ever been around, period.
Yep.
That's how, I mean, he was a coach on the field when he was at Alabama. And you know, those individuals don't come around very often.
No, and he plays like it, and obviously you can see, I mean, Mike Tomlin being, you know, the successful coach that he is, and the Pittsburgh Steelers being the successful franchise that they are, like, Mick is a perfect Pittsburgh Steeler, you know what I mean? Like, he plays the game smart, he plays the game clean, and he just takes advantage of you, and this is going to be a heck of a game Sunday between the Steelers and Titans. It's going to be phenomenal.
I mean, I'll say this right now. Too bad he is as great as he is as a football player, because he will probably make too much money and not want to go into being a coach like in the NFL or college football. I would love for him to be involved with high school, you know, coaching after his playing days are over. But, you know, he is that smart as a football player.
Man, I'd love to hear that. Like, I rely on you, you know, for stories like that about him, because, you know, I don't know the guy. I've never been around him. But everything's obviously been positive, and, you know, to hear, you know, you say that time and time again of just how smart he is, how good of a guy he is. It's tremendous, man. I love to hear about people like that.
So what are we supposed to make out of the Philadelphia Eagles? You know, they were left for dead going into the fourth quarter yesterday, and, geez, they almost got the Ravens with their 22 points in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know what? So I'm going to say this. You know, what do we make about the Ravens, right? This is not the first time that they've kind of had this, you know, move pulled on them.
Right.
Of a team, you know, making a game close, you know, late. You know, the Eagles are the Eagles. Like, I'll give them credit. You know, they're an aggressive team. And when they get down, because obviously they have injury issues all over the field. But when they get down, man, they don't give up. And they keep fighting. And, that's got a lot to do with Doug Peterson as a head coach. So I give them credit for that. But, yeah, my question goes more to the Ravens. Are we sure that the Steelers aren't the best team in the AFC North?
See, I think I'm not going to deny that now. I think it is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and mainly because just being more of a complete team. I mean, look, defense in the NFL is king, and I don't see a defense close to that in the AFC.
No, and, you know, the crazy thing is that the Browns coming into that game were ranked pretty close to Pittsburgh. Like, the Browns have a real defense. And, I mean, Pittsburgh is just another world. They're just playing just such phenomenal football, and I wouldn't be surprised when they come in Sunday against the Titans if they have a little bit of little poison in their mouth over what happened and them losing a bye week. This might be a little chippy game.
Aaron Rodgers not very happy yesterday with his offense, and because they fell behind as big as they did to Tampa Bay, that meant they were in passing mode. Aaron Rodgers got hit 13 times yesterday. He wasn't a happy camper, and you know, there's still the king of the NFL quarterbacks, and his name is Tom Brady.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom Brady, he moves to Tampa Bay. As soon as he does, the Lightning win the Stanley Cup. The Rays go to the World Series.
Right.
And Tampa's hosting the Super Bowl. Like, it's Tom Brady. Like, that's what happens. Give the Bucs defense credit. They got after the Green Bay Packers quite well. And, you know, here's a weird thing. I think Matt LaFleur has only lost, what, 5 games? As, you know, the head coach of the Packers, one being the NFC Championship. I think it's 5. 2 of them now have come off a bye week. Like, and those are the 2 big blowouts. So it's weird that the bye week actually seems to hurt the Green Bay Packers for some reason. But, you know, we kind of saw the deficiencies in the Packers' offense, right? Like, we saw the offensive line issues that they certainly have had, you know, the injuries, et cetera, things like that. They couldn't run the ball at all. Their wide receivers really couldn't get much separation. There are some issues there. Now, you know, they could turn it around and blow out the next 4 teams because Aaron Rodgers is that good. But you see it. You know, you see the issues that they had. And give the Bucs credit. Not only to get after Aaron Rodgers, they had a perfect game in the sense of this. They had no penalties, no sacks. Like, I mean, it was just a flawless game. That was, we were watching the ceiling of what the Bucs can be. Right there, and if they play at their ceiling, they're a pretty good team.
I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. You know, Tampa Bay, they need to somehow attract an NBA franchise because just like we saw in the Boston area with all the championships with the Patriots, the Celtics, even the Bruins got a Stanley Cup during all that time frame, that Tampa Bay now needs to get themselves an NBA franchise because are you betting against Tampa Bay to find a way to play in the Super Bowl at this point?
No, and that's the crazy thing is, like, you look at them, you're like, well, you know, they're a pretty good team, I don't know. But, like, there's just something with Brady. There's just something with this guy, man. And, like, we need to be treating him like an Olympic committee bid. Like, he could be 71 years old, and you're just like, okay, yeah, free agency, bring him in. It's going to be an economic surplus to the city. Other teams are going to start winning. Like, this guy's just incredible.
I mean, at this point, it looks like Seattle, but I'm curious about their defense more than anything else. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, with Tampa Bay, what they're doing, look, I'm not, although the Dodgers, I think, are on paper better than Tampa Bay, I'm not going against Tampa Bay as far as the Rays in this World Series.
No, I'm not. I think that, I think we're going to have a really good World Series. And yeah, I'm with you. Like, you know, Tampa clearly showed, you know, that they're a solid team. Tampa's good, man. Like, that's the thing is that each week they keep getting better. And you brought up the Seahawks, and I think we're going to see it. And we've got a pretty good system of parity in the NFL this year where we've seen the Chiefs get whooped, you know, by the Raiders. We saw the Packers, their deficiencies. We're going to see it at some point with the Seahawks. And quite frankly, we're going to see a game like that with the Titans. it's going to happen where just things don't go your way, you're missing kicks, et cetera, and you get blown out by a team that you shouldn't. So I think as we get closer to the playoff time, we're going to have a lot of good teams that are kind of bunched up there at the top, and then we're just going to have a fight in the playoffs to see who gets through. It's going to be a phenomenal finish this season.
I don't know if you saw a lot of the social media posts over the weekend about the Jets, where this could be just like when they went 1-15 and in position to draft a Peyton Manning if he came out after his junior year and he decided not to. Because the Jets right now certainly headed to an 0-16 mark, getting beat 24-0 yesterday. It would be like a Jets thing to do to be in that position to draft Trevor Lawrence, and Trevor says, no, I'm good. I'm enjoying this winning national championships and playing with my friends here in Clemson.
Wouldn't that be brutal? Here's the thing. If Adam Gase were coming back, that would be almost a 99.9% chance that it would probably happen where Lawrence would say, yeah, I'm good on that. Like, I'm just going to wait you out. With the new head coach, obviously, that'll kind of change things. But still, the Jets got to figure this thing out. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they trade, Steve McClendon right after the game, who not only is a good player, but is a huge locker room guy, too, who they don't really have too many of those guys left. And think about this. They're playing to Miami. McClendon was so excited to go from the Jets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that instead of flying back with the team to New York, get his stuff, move, to Tampa, he rented a car in Miami and drove 282 miles and went right to Tampa Bay's locker room. Like, that's how excited this guy was. So that's kind of a metaphor right there to the Jets. They got some problems.
Tonight, the second game, Arizona on the road taking on Andy Dalton and the Dallas Cowboys. At least when you think about the NFC East, it's open for business for anyone to win it. How do you see this matchup tonight? Can Andy Dalton now, he's a native Texan, perfect opportunity for him. How do you see this with Kyler Murray in Arizona tonight with Dallas?
Yeah. So, I think Andy Dalton can do okay. I mean, they've got offensive weapons, right? Like, Andy Dalton will be fine. I don't think it's going to be at a Dak level. Like, they're not going to be putting up 490 yards, every week, but Andy Dalton can hold his own. The question still, remain with Dallas's defense. If they could stop anybody, and you're getting an Arizona team that quite frankly, they're sitting at 3-2. They need a win, and they need a big one. So we're going to find out if that defense can put any clamps on Kyler and the Cardinals. But I think Dallas's offense will be okay. Again, they might not score, 49 points. But we'll see if their defense, forces them to try to do it. But I've got the Cardinals tonight, especially if you give me a plus one. Yeah, I'm all over Arizona on this one.
Did you have this through 5 weeks that the Tennessee Titans would have as many wins as all four teams in the NFC East combined? I mean, let that sink in for just a second. Dallas with two, the Eagles, Giants, and Washington one each. Their five wins equal what the Titans have done through their first five games.
That's incredible. I mean, that is just incredible. One, about how good the Titans are, and two, how awful the NFC East is. And sadly, one of those teams has to go to the playoffs. It feels like it's going to be a race to six wins. I don't even know if somebody gets to 7 or 8.
I like Arizona to win this, and so that means Dallas will be in first place with a winning percentage of 33.3%, and two games under 500, and they'll still be in first place.
My goodness, that's insane. I love that stat yesterday. The Giants got their first win of the season, and it put them one game behind the lead. It's incredible. It's just incredible what's going on over there.
Hey, as always, we appreciate you, sir. Remind everybody again what Sportsline.com is all about.
Yeah, definitely, man. Appreciate you having me. Sportsline.com, we're into sports wagering. We obviously look at, every single bet. We grade them for you and let you know the ones to play, the ones not to play. If you're into, fantasy season long, we cover that. If you're into DFS, like tonight with two games, it's a big one on the slate. We've got experts to cover that. So really, anything that you are into, we'll have you ready for the World Series, too. Go to sportsnet.com, click around, check it out, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, we appreciate you, sir. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk soon.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.